So when are we gonna, like, where are we starting the recording at? Is this like part of the podcast?
Once or twice. It's usually the guest though, not the host.
We out here. We do a different here at the Inter Reserve. We different. All right. First things first.
Your video and audio are not linking up, by the way.
What do you mean?
Like your video is ahead of the audio.
By how much?
Like not a full second.
It's all right.
Okay.
You can still hear me though, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. I see you talking and then I hear it.
Well, I'm outside. Maybe the Wi-Fi is on.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, first things first. You are a lifelong Bucks fan.
Yeah, man.
And they just won the Super Bowl. First time in 20 years. How do you feel?
It's been 20 years.
2002, right? Was it when they beat the Raiders?
Yeah, 19, but yeah.
It's been 19 years?
Yeah. That's crazy.
How's it feel? Did you think this would happen after signing Tom Brady this quick?
So I've had a few conversations about it. I didn't think that we would do anything year one. I thought year one would be like a playoff push, you know, one of those types of seasons that kind of builds like hope. Because after last year, like there was no hope,
yeah.
You know, seeing 30 interceptions be thrown, you know, probably 10 more fumbles and whatnot. Like, we lost, like I heard a stat the other day, the Bucks lost 7 1 possession games a year ago.
Yeah.
And I was so frustrated last year. Like last year I was like, I don't know if I can freaking do this. I'm getting all this gray hair from all the stress. And then this year, like, honestly, like up until like week 12, like, I kind of didn't think that it was going to happen. And then after week 12, I started seeing like bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. And then like, once I realized that it was the Chiefs, you know, all my friends were like, oh, Tyreek's going to do it again. Tyreek's going to go for 300 this time in the first half. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's no way you let one player do that to you twice in a season. Like, you make adjustments. And they did. They doubled Tyreek nearly every single play, except for the plays where they were throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage. And I was like, if they're going to throw the ball Tyreek 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, I'm fine with it. Like, yeah. Chances of him taking it to the house every time he catches the ball 5 yards back aren't that great. Like, we're too fast for that to happen. I honestly expected, like, a Super Bowl push next year. Because mm-hmm. I figured we would get close enough and then everyone would be like, let's run it back. And now that we did it.
And now you can go back to back.
No, that's the thing. Now that we did it, there are people that are like, let's go get paid. Let's break the bank. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, those players, I mean, this is the best time to do it. Like after a Super Bowl win. Like Shaq Barrett, you know, can get some fucking money. Whoever else you have free agent wise, like, this is the time to go get that money. So, yeah, kind of a gift and a curse. The gift is you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The curse is a lot of these dudes who are free agents might dip and get big contracts.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are a few that are going to stay. Like, I think Sue is one that has taken friendly like team friendly deals in the past. I think he'd be open to taking another team friendly deal to stay. I think
he's
AB
old too, like,
yeah, but
AB too, yeah.
I think AB and like Tom are like tied to the hip at this point, like, you know,
I don't think anyone else even wants to risk to sign AB without Tom. Like, he could pop off and become the old AB without Tom Brady's guidance or whatever.
Exactly. Kind of but they have. But the thing is, like, now you got people that want to ring chase with the Bucks now too. Like, I've seen the videos of AP's got a Brady jersey and videos like, sign me, bring me down to Tampa. And I'm like,
I bet he does. The good thing with that, yes, it's like the Lakers and LeBron. Like, when you have that like dynasty, then you can pick up like veterans who aren't going to get paid much, but who just want to win. You can pick them up and get like 1 year contract.
I think the only way AP comes is if Fournette leaps. Because obviously AP is not going to be the guy that's going to do it, what Fournette did this year. I think if Fournette leaves, Fournette goes and gets paid. I think Ronald Jones obviously takes the head. And then I want to say Keyshawn Vaughn, the rookie this year, would then step up. And then AP would just be there to, you know, be there. And then kind of like what he was supposed to do in Detroit until they, you know, dealt with some injuries.
Yeah. What about LeSean McCoy? Is he done?
So
he toasted?
LeSean McCoy hasn't played in a long time. Like, that's the thing. Like, he was active the last couple games, but, like, dude didn't see the field. Like, he dropped some balls, like, early in the season, kind of, like, missed some blocks, and like it almost seemed like Tom was like, "You're done
with him." Yeah, I could see that, but he's like still good. Like, he's so shifty. Dude, like, he's still like a quality running back. But yeah, he got blocked.
I was listening to Pat McAfee this week, and they were talking to Ronald Jones about LeSean McCoy, and talking about how like LeSean McCoy like changed the game, like, because Pat McAfee played against them in college and whatnot. And then, you know, the thing back then was always like, you can't carry the ball like that. You can't swing it out like that. And you have to keep it high and tight. And, you know, unless you're LeSean McCoy. And then LeSean McCoy, you know, kept doing what he did. And the dude's got 15,000 total yards. It's nuts.
Yeah. Dude's a beast. In Philly, he was nasty. But the thing with like being an older running back, like, if you're third string, you have to play special team.
He went down and made a tackle on kickoff. I was like, what in the hell is he doing playing special teams?
Like, that's what people don't get. It's like, a lot of times these older running backs don't get jobs, not because they can't play, it's because they can't play special teams. If you can't be a third stringer and not play special teams.
And the thing you're not gonna pay like a special teamer like a big amount of money. Like, there are exceptions, like Matthew Slater on the Patriots, like, because he's a perennial Pro Bowler for, you know, what he does, he gets paid a decent amount. But like, you're not going to pay someone to run down on a kickoff or punts and, you know, get paid a lot of money. Like, you know, they'll just bring in the next guy or the cheaper guy to do it. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting, because like I said, I don't know. I was encouraged the couple days after, like, hearing, oh, you know, Mike Evans is going to take a pay cut. Tom Brady's now working on restructuring. But, like, Godwin's the free agent. And I fully believe he's the one they don't let get away. And
you have to franchise him, I guess, right?
Well, I think there's enough money to sign one player and tag another. And I think what they're going to end up doing is probably tagging or signing Levante David. And then you would obviously, whatever one you don't use, you would then use the other one on Godwin. And then that would, but it all depends on how much AB wants. Like, if AB is going to take a team-friendly deal, it helps. I've even heard whispers of, like, Gerald McCoy coming back as well to, you know, kind of give some depth.
No, he's staying with the Cowboys. No, he's living in Texas. He's a free agent. He's staying the Cowboys. Yeah, but he stayed with the team all year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He was, like, in Dallas and, like, around the program all year, and he wants to come back. So he's going to stay. I don't know, man. He's going to ball out. He doesn't want to go to Tampa. They did him so dirty.
Like, they did him dirty, but the thing is, he wants that piece of jewelry, and I don't think he's getting it in Dallas.
He believes in Dak. Speaking of, so, like, does this change your opinion on Tom Brady? Like, I know a lot of Bucks fans, and some people have said that they feel like they bought a Super Bowl. Like, they went out and got a hired gun, and they kind of, like, rented Tom Brady, and if they feel like the Super Bowl's kind of cheapened a little bit, because it's not like the Bucks, like, they went out and got Brady and they won it, it feels kind of like tainted. Do you feel that way?
Like I said, knowing that we were close last year to, you know, in every game essentially, like, I don't feel, because it's so hard to win. It really is. It's so hard to win. You know, it. All these teams, like, talk about how, like, you're one piece away consistently. Mm-hmm. And usually it's not the fact of, you know, let's add a Tom Brady. It's, you know, let's add, you know, how Seattle thought, like, maybe adding Antonio Brown was the one piece to put them over. Or how last year they added Josh Gordon and they thought Josh Gordon was the one piece to put them over. Like, it's typically not the quarterback, but, like, it was so obvious that, like, the level between Tom Brady and then Jameis last year, like, that was the difference. And then just another year of maturity from the secondary. Like, the secondary is so young. Like, it's completely built on, like, second and third year players, and then Antoine Winfield this year. So
Winfield's,
like,
nasty too.
He's good. I saw he got fined today, and I was like, all he has to do is, like, yeah, he got fined, like, $8,000. And I was like, everyone, if he wants to ask, like, Tampa will pay for it. But
yeah, fuck it. I'm sure fucking Tom Brady could pay for it.
Yeah, honestly, Tom probably, you know, Venmoed him $8,000 or something.
He can pay it off with his PPP loan that he took out for TB12.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so does this change your opinion? I'm like, what was your opinion on Brady before he came to the Bucks, and what's your opinion on Brady now?
I thought Brady was not the most talented. I just thought he was the best quarterback. Like, he put him and, like, the Patriots organization continued, like, consistently to put him in good positions to succeed. And I knew he was good. I didn't know that he could, you know, change the culture, because that's been the thing with Tampa forever. Like, we've had talent, we just have had such a losing culture since, you know, the 2002 team essentially. And the culture changed so quickly. Like, I remember watching the week 12 Chiefs Bucks game, and, like, you know, I thought Tony Romo was, like, pandering with the, you know, this could be a Super Bowl preview. I was like, man, we're playing like shit right now. Yeah. We're not going to fucking make it. And then, like, by the end of the game, like, you could see them start doing bits and pieces. And, like, you started seeing, like, the Patriots offense come in. And you just started seeing, like, things gel. And then after the bye week, it was, like, an entirely different team. It was because, like, we had the last bye. It was us. I want to say us, Carolina, and, like, one other team had the week 13 bye. And, like,
yeah,
honestly, that is for the freaking birds, because, like, that you play 12 weeks of football. You could tell that the team was just exhausted by then. But, you know, getting that break and then being able to run, you know, run through three road games and then, you know, host a freaking Super Bowl was unreal. So, like, I think Tom is obviously, like, hands down, like, the GOAT, like, quarterback ever. Like, I don't see how anyone can question it. Like, he may not be the most talented, and I told Sarah while watching the game, I was like Mahomes is, you know, probably going to break every record, you know, by the time he finishes. But, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it, there's something to say, like, you got Tom Brady, like.
Yeah, there's something to it, you know? Like, yeah. he may not be the most talented. Like, I'd probably even say Peyton Manning's probably was a better, like, talented quarterback than him. But it's like, if the game's on the line, it's a Super Bowl, who do you want? I'm taking Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he won 7 fucking rings, so you know he can do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to talk about, like, GOATs, he's got to be the number one.
I think the thing that he's been the best about is, like, taking what he has and then making it as good as it can be. Like, even himself, like, you know, he was, you know, a 6th-round pick and then, like, has just made himself into, like, what he is. And now, you know, once he retires, like, it's almost going to be like the Jordan thing, like, with the TB12. Like, that TB12 stuff's not going anywhere. That branding is going to, you know, continue going. And then, like, I feel like you bringing up Peyton, like, how quickly, like, Peyton fell off, like, was – like, that's what I'm almost waiting for now with Brady. But, like, with how good he takes care of his body, like, yeah, he talks about playing until, like, 3-4 more years, and I'm like, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be him.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you don't get injured, you could play for a longer. Like, Peyton Manning had the whole neck thing, and then he had the plantar fascia in his foot, the quad thing. Like, he broke down. But the season before, he was balling out in Denver, like, doing, like, 50 touchdown passes and shit. So, it's like, if you stay healthy, you can play until you're 45, fucking 50. Like, I'm sure Brett Favre right now can fucking sling it, and he'd be, like, a top. He wouldn't be the worst quarterback in the league, Brett Favre, right now. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's not saying much, like, with some of the quarterbacks.
Because, like, it's all about, like, your arm. Your arm, and you don't need to move that much. If you get the ball out quick, you don't need to be the most athletic guy. So you can play for a long time.
That's what the game has changed to that as well. Like, you just saw how like, in the Super Bowl, like, the Bucks defensive front, like, forced Mahomes to get rid of the ball so fast. And, like, that's – essentially what the game is now. Like, if you're not, you know, running a play action to where you're buying yourself time, like, you're trying to get the ball out in under 3 seconds, you know, whether it's a screen, you know, one of the quick slants, like, that's what the game is. And, like, it's nuts. And I will say this year, like, I've been, like, a big, like, critic of how bad the Bucks offensive line has been, like, specifically Donovan Smith. And, like, he was okay last year. He was okay enough to get paid. And, like, I was like, I hope we don't pay him. Like, just go draft a tackle. Like, and we did, we drafted a tackle. We drafted literally the highest rated rookie offensive lineman, like, of all time, pretty much, with Tristan Wirfs. So, like, part of me is, like, eventually, like, I could see them moving on from Donovan Smith, but, like, you can't do it this year the way that guy played. That he played his ass off, and, like, the entire team, like, it's unreal how well that offensive line played. And, like, we were missing our right guard since, like, week 15. He broke his leg or something.
Jesus, yeah.
So, like,
it makes a big difference, too. If you're playing for Brady compared to playing for Jameis, you're going to try harder when you know you have a chance.
It was unreal.
When he's not throwing picks, if you're a lineman and you know your quarterback's going to throw a fucking pick and he throws another pick, it's like, fuck this shit. Like, you're not trying as hard compared to, like, okay, we have a chance to do something special. You're going to play better.
Yeah. And then, like, just the mindset of, like, how Leonard Fournette came out and said how Tom was texting them at 11 each night the week before the Super Bowl. He's like, we are going to win. And I'm like, that guy, like, if that guy's telling me, it, like, you got to start believing it.
Yeah, that's why he's so good, because he's, like, the most obsessed, crazy, psychopath football lover ever. And when you're that crazy about it, and you're a little talented – or even a lot talented, and you're fucking psycho, like Jordan, you're going to be amazing. And that's what
I think. And, like, there's only, like, a few, like, every now and then, like, I feel people are so caught up, like, in, you know, wanting to be a hater, almost. Like, if he's not, like, for you, like, you want to be against him. Like, how people are with LeBron, like, if LeBron's not on your team, like, people want to hate on LeBron, like,
mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with Brady. Brady's not on your team, you want to hate on Brady. Like, you can't, like, I almost, like, tell people to take a step back and, like, just appreciate, like, the greatness that, you know, is on the field or on the court.
Is that Skip Bayless syndrome? Like, for some reason, you feel like just picking a player and you hate on him. No matter what he does, it's not, like, good enough. It's like, for what? Just for fucking ratings?
Yeah.
You're fucking stupid. Mm. So, what do you think? What are your thoughts on the Bucks next year? You think they can win it again, or if you had to predict how they do? And keep in mind all the free agentness things that could happen. People come back, people not coming back.
There's a lot of moving parts. So I mean, I definitely think obviously they're going to have a good enough team to do it. I can't sit here and say that, you know, they should be the betting favorite. Like, if I was the, you know, if I got equal odds for every team, I would sit there and go put money back on the Chiefs. Like it showed, yeah, think, you know, not having Chiefs, your two starting tackles. Offensive line.
Yeah, yeah. If their offensive line was there and they could block from Mahomes, it'd be a close game.
And I don't know. I don't even know if Eric Fisher is going to be ready, come training camp with that torn Achilles.
No way. I doubt it. It takes a year to come back from, and he tore the playoff game.
Yeah,
like he'll be back maybe for a playoff push.
I think, a lot of people forgot that they lost a starting offensive lineman before the season even started. Because the guy opted out to, you know, go to Canada and be a doctor.
Yeah.
So
he's coming back maybe. They draft the offensive lineman number one.
Yeah, they don't need weapons. Like they have people, and like I don't even know. Like they have Clyde. If Clyde's healthy, like it's gonna, you know, only help. And I would think they just add defense and go from there. Like there were bits and pieces that like you could tell that they didn't have the defense that maybe they wanted. It wouldn't surprise me if they go try and throw money at a pass rusher and bring someone in against with like Frank Clark and whatnot. Cause Frank Clark played his butt off. So,
yeah. And I think they'll probably draft the offensive lineman. They'll probably get the doctor offensive lineman back. They're going to get Damian Williams back, who was probably the Super Bowl MVP last year. He was out because of COVID. He's going to come back. So, I mean, I think they're definitely the favorites next year. I think, yeah, again, like if they didn't have those offensive line injuries, they'd probably be a close game for sure.
Yeah.
And they really stomped out the whole AFC. Like the Bills didn't have a chance. Like, it wasn't really any competition until they got.
I think it'll be interesting next year because I think the Bills are close. They lack like a red zone threat, like how like Tampa like consistently throughout the year was like, you know, we're gonna throw the ball to Mike Evans down on the one, or like how Green Bay throws the ball to Davante Adams like literally every. Goal to go play, like they could be on the they could have first and goal on the one. They'll throw the ball to Davante Adams four times before they turn around and hand the ball off. So like Buffalo lacks that. So like I think like they, if they got someone to help there, like it helps, you know, make things a little bit easier for Josh Allen. So Josh Allen's not trying to run the ball from the shotgun in every time, run QB power.
I could see them trying to get maybe Zach Ertz or something like that, get a bona fide tight end.
Yeah,
that'd be a good move. What do you think about JJ Watt? Do you think he's gonna go like to where? What do you think?
I think my initial like gut is like, you know, it makes too much sense to go to Pittsburgh. You know, both brothers are there. Both brothers are there. I've had some people like say how he's gonna end up in Chicago. Because Chicago. His wife is there.
Oh, for the soccer thing?
Yeah, and I'm like, they do this for so long, like, I don't think, like, he's gonna, you know, sacrifice, you know, possibly playing with his brothers, or, you know, maybe he wants to win too. Yeah.
You know, there's two things he wants. He wants to win and probably play with his brothers, and if the Steelers either keep Big Ben or get like Deshaun Watson or something, like I'm pretty sure he's gonna go to Pittsburgh. Yeah. And you're not gonna go to Chicago to play for fucking Mitchell Trubisky. That's not happening. Yeah. When he's like, when you heard him the other day, like apologize to Deshaun Watson about like having a shitty team and him not having the ring, he's not gonna go somewhere where you're not gonna win either.
Exactly. I like there are a couple other places I could see. Obviously like money would be dependent, but like Seattle would be one because like they're close, but it kind of depends like what Russell Wilson does, because like Russell Wilson's team, like the people around him, like want him out. So
why though? I don't get that.
Because
like I get like because he got sacked so much and they're not blocking for him.
Apparently he's been sacked the most times within 9 years, like in NFL history. So
I could see, yeah. But like, I guess they can draft offensive linemen, sign offensive linemen, but like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I don't know. With contracts like that, it's tough to trade people. Like you saw what the Rams gave up for Stafford. Like I thought the Lions got like a freaking deal for that.
Yeah, they did. And Goff's not like horrible. You know what I mean? Like
I think he's okay.
He's okay, and he's young. If you think you can develop him even more, you can do that. You got all these draft picks. You can draft somebody else if you want.
Exactly.
Fuck it. But I think like with the Russell Wilson thing, like you're gonna demand a trade, so the team you go to loses all their assets to get you. That's kind of dumb. But I guess if you want to be like, hey, I need you to do X, Y, and Z, then the team kind of has to do it. Like, that's a lot easier for you to go sign an offensive lineman, draft an offensive lineman, than trade Russell Wilson.
And, the thing is, like, it's been Russell Wilson's team, not Russell Wilson. Because, obviously, like, he's, like, he won Walter Payton Man of the Year. So, like, he kind of almost has the stigma of, like, the ultimate team guy, the ultimate, like, best guy ever type of thing. And like, so like it's tough. Like the only place like I could see like realistically, like logistically working out is like if he got traded to the Jets, because the Jets have some trade capital, or like Miami, or to Houston for Deshaun, like if they just flip-flopped.
But then if you go to Houston, then you're in the same fucking situation.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or if you go to the Jets, like the Jets have been incompetent for 30 years. That's where you want to go?
That's what it seems like.
You know what I mean? It's like these players want to get traded, which is fine, but it's like, do you really think your situation is going to be greener on the other side? It's very rarely.
In reality, it's almost like you're almost better to do what like Brady did, like play out his contract and then be a free agent and go sign where you want. To where you get paid, but you're not costing like your new team any capital.
Yeah, especially when you already got paid. Like Wilson already got a big contract, and Watson got a big contract. So in reality, you could just wait it out, I guess. But yeah, who knows? How do you feel about the Cowboys? What do you think the Cowboys are doing this offseason? Are we signing Dak?
If you don't, you got some issues. But
I don't understand what's going on with that at all.
And then, like, the fact that he wasn't included in, like, the hype video, like, I saw the internet blown that up. And the thing is, I heard, once again, on the McAfee pod that apparently it was the Washington football team's, like, interns that figured it out that he wasn't included on it and, like, blew it up.
Oh, my God. Good. So, like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Is that Jerry playing a hardball or what? Like, I don't understand these, like, negotiation tactics.
The thing is, like, if he's included in it, and, like, right now he's not under contract, it almost forces Jerry to pay up, you know?
Yeah, like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you're gonna – there's a franchise tag. Either you pay him what he wants or you franchise tag him. It's like only two options.
He's not going to sign for
– well, that's not an option. that cannot be an option. You can't just cut the guy when you have control of his contract. You franchise tag him or give him what he wants. If you don't think he's good enough for the contract, then you just franchise tag him and see how it plays out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If he doesn't come back to Dallas, like, it just – it, like, speaks to, like, what I've felt about the Cowboys and just how, like,
incompetent.
It's almost like how I talked to you, like, about the Knicks. Like, Jerry's got to sell the team.
Way worse.
No, but, no. The same thing, though. Like, lately, it seems that way.
It does. Especially, well, I don't know what, because the Cowboys are always signed like good people. They always make good moves. They have good drafts. They draft way better than the Patriots do. And then it's like they do bonehead shit like this. Like, you sign Dak. There's no plan B out there that's better than Dak Prescott. I can't think of anything. Can you? What are you going
to
do?
Unless you were to trade, I would think it would have to be probably like Amari Cooper and like 3 first round picks for like Deshaun.
Yeah, or you probably just trade Dak and a couple first round picks for Deshaun. Yeah. But like, I'd rather have Dak and our first round picks than Deshaun Watson. You know what I mean? It's just so stupid. And then like in the signings of like DeMarcus Lawrence is way overpaid, and I thought he was like, why would you pay this guy? He's like a defensive lineman.
That's how it is. And they paid,
and they paid Zeke way too early. And like Jalen Smith got a big contract and he's like ass. So it's like you sign all these like dudes who were like meh, or like you don't do like the right thing contract wise. Like Zeke was great, but like you don't sign a running back 2 years before you have to. And then you fuck around with Dak. It's like, what are you doing?
I mean, the thing is they almost had to sign Zeke when they did because Zeke wasn't coming.
Who cares?
They do. They wanted Zeke, and then like
Zeke's not gonna. He wasn't gonna hold the offseason. You play hardball. You probably pull like a Melvin Gordon, where he fucking comes back halfway through the season. Zeke's not gonna sit out a whole season, especially when he was like the offseason before. He's like grabbing girls' titties and pushing them on the ground and shit, and like getting in trouble. Like he didn't have any leverage. We didn't need them. Besides the fact that Dak sucked when Zeke was out for the suspension.
Yeah.
But if you think Dak is a franchise guy, like it was just so stupid.
This year, I feel like more than any other, you guys have, like Cowboys fans have, like the excuse of injuries. Like, I felt like you guys were never, ever healthy, like aside from just Dak being out. Like, I felt like other people were out throughout the year.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But, like, at the same time, I think about that, then I'm like, well, we were 1-3 with Dak before he got hurt.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a good start, and it wasn't like we were gonna have a bad year. You can't go 1-3 and then win the Super Bowl.
We're
losing to the Giants when he got hurt too. So
like, I don't think McCarthy is the dude. So
no, he gets one mulligan COVID year, which is last year, and we need to be one of the better NFC teams this year, or he's gone.
I told my brother, because he obviously. He lives up there, up in Philly. So, like, he understands, like, what Dallas fans go through as well because, obviously, Philly is crazy. And I told him, I was like, you guys have to figure out, like, what's going on with Carson Wentz because, like, nobody is running away with that division.
Yeah. So exactly. Like, it's all about the quarterbacks. And who's the best quarterback in the NFC East? Daniel Jones, Carson Wentz. Who God knows who's quarterback in Washington.
They signed Heineke.
Dak. Exactly. if we have Dak, we're the best quarterback in the division. Carson Wentz is probably getting traded, I'm assuming. Like that's all the news.
I just don't know where or for what, because like it seems like Philly wants to get a whole bunch. They want to get a Stafford deal and they're not getting a Stafford deal.
No. I think Carson Wentz's only destination is Indianapolis.
Or Chicago. That's the
only scenario. Or Chicago for Nick Foles.
Yeah.
But does Chicago like Wentz? We don't even know that. I think we kind of configure Frank Reich likes Wentz in Indianapolis, but we don't know if Matt Nagy likes Wentz.
Chicago likes Trubisky anymore, though.
Yeah, but do you want to fucking trade Trubisky for another dude who's like, kind of wishy-washy?
I don't know. I mean,
you know, there's a lot of questions. A lot of questions out there this season.
And it almost ends up to where, like, if – I think it's at this point, like, if Wentz isn't traded, I think Wentz gets cut.
Really?
Like, because, like, you can't go back. You can't turn it back and be like, you know, Jalen Hurts sit on the bench. Because, like – you could sit there and say it's like a QB competition in training camp, and then like if Wentz is like literal butt cheeks, like you just cut him.
Yes, but then, I mean, yeah, because you can tell they've been out on Wentz for a long time because they drafted Jalen Smith in the second round or Jalen Hurts in the second round. You don't do that with the dude in this prime.
Well, they said it was Doug Peterson. Like, they said it was Peterson. Like, it was Peterson started having doubts about Carson Wentz, and that's why they went with Jalen Hurts. And it was either Carson Wentz or Peterson, and obviously Peterson's gone. So, like, logistically, it makes sense to, you know, run with Carson Wentz, but at that point, you got to get rid of Jalen Hurts, you know?
Yeah. It's a clusterfuck in Philly. Good luck to them. I don't know what they're going to do.
It's the same thing down in Dallas.
I'm happy. All we got to do is sign Dak. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think you guys have the capability. I don't.
No, there's no, like, negotiation. We just retire you. Sorry. You're on the team again.
What if he's like, I'm not coming?
He has to, doesn't he? Don't you have to, like, you don't have to show up, but, like, you're under contract with the franchise tag.
Yeah, I mean, you just retain rights, but, like, if you – there's, like, a certain deadline to sign the contract by, and then, like, he just doesn't get paid for the year.
That's on him. Okay, the franchise tag is what, like $40 million? You don't want that?
I don't know, man. I feel like 40 mil is a lot to pay a quarterback.
Yeah, it's a second franchise tag. But, like, so obviously Jerry has some kind of issue with Dak. He doesn't think he's an answer, or, you know what I mean? So what would you rather do, sign Dak for $40 million guaranteed or $110 million guaranteed for, like, 4 years?
Jerry got problems. That's all I know.
You're better off signing him for 1 year, check out his leg, make sure he's good for the year. And if he brings us to the where you want him to bring you, you fucking sign him to whatever you want. Yeah. You would think it's easy, but Jerry's
making the fucking Jerry's hard. Got problems. He needs to stop sitting and watching games on his yacht or his submarine or whatever he watches his games on that he doesn't go to anymore.
He says he wants to win the Super Bowl before he dies, but he won't sign Earl Thomas.
I don't think Earl Thomas is the answer, though.
But he's better than any safety we have on our team.
Yeah, but that's only because you guys keep letting people walk that are halfway decent.
Like who?
Don't say
Jeff Heath. Please don't tell me you think Jeff Heath is halfway decent.
You guys let Barry Church go. Barry Church was competent.
He was all right. He's out the league now, I think.
And then there was another guy that signed with the Jaguars this year, I'm pretty sure. Byron Jones, wasn't it?
Yeah, but Byron Jones, I'd rather have our corners than Byron Jones at whatever.
But he's competent. Like,
yeah, he's good.
But then you guys spent dumb money on Brandon Carr to get burnt.
Brandon Carr?
Yeah. It wasn't this past year, but, like, years past. Like, you guys keep throwing money at, like you said, throwing money at dumb people and then, like,
yeah, like
moves whole, that make sense. It, like,
we signed DeMarcus Lawrence for $100 million. The dude's an average defensive lineman who obviously played great for a contract year.
It's all about when you hit the market.
Yeah, but that you can tell, okay, is this guy really good or did he fucking focus for a year to get the fucking bag and then he's going to suck again after he gets paid?
That's what the Bucks did with Shaq. The Bucks tagged Shaq, and now he went out and repeated. Now he's going to go get $25 million a year.
Exactly. And then he's not going to be Von Miller. Like, we signed DeMarcus Lawrence to a Von Miller contract, and we don't have
Von Miller. So people say Von Miller's getting cut.
He might. Didn't he tear his Achilles?
Or
his ACL, one of the two.
I don't know, but I think they said that he's going to be a cap casualty. So
he might be, especially when you're rebuilding. He's probably 30 now, and he's coming off a major injury. Like, what's the point of paying this dude?
He's 31.
Yeah, that's not great.
So, I think
he tore his Achilles, too, which is – that's a big deal for a pass rusher.
Yeah.
With the way their stance and, like, that's – you get all your push off from your calf, like – I'd probably cut him too. And they don't have a quarterback. Like, what do you?
I don't know.
But that's another buck. That's another buck move. You could sign Von Miller to a 1 year, $10 million.
I'm down with it.
So I'm saying that's the Brady effect. AB, Gronk, Fournette, and now all these veterans who are like trying to like get that bag, like play good for a year and get the bag the next year and prove that they still got it.
And Brady, I mean, you get people at the end of the careers that like want that piece of jewelry to, you know, say this is my final stamp to go into the hall and whatnot. But
yeah, like DeMarcus Ware, you know, he fucking played a long time for the Cowboys, all pro, this and that. And
that's your guy.
And I think his Super Bowl win with Denver solidified his like Hall of Fame candidacy. He's probably a borderline without it.
He doesn't get in like first ballot though.
I mean, he might. He had fucking some sick seasons.
Rondé's not in.
I don't know to tell you. Rondé, he got robbed. But DeMarcus Ware had a 20-sack season, which is, like, Rich. Super rare. A lot of Pro Bowls, a lot of All-Pros, Super Bowl win. And I think he might have won one Defensive Player of the Year. Maybe not.
Rondé is, like, he needs to be in, and, like, they won't put him in for some reason.
How does John Lynch get in before Rondé Barber?
Because John Lynch is that dude.
John Lynch was good. I think he's a Hall of Famer, but he's not more. He wasn't better than Rondé Barber.
I don't know, man. Like, Rondé has like so many like first and like all time records for like corners and whatnot for like, you know, sacks, forced fumbles, stuff like that. It's so frustrating the fact that he's not in.
If Rondé Barber was unquestionably a better player than John Lynch, and John Lynch is a Hall of Famer, I'm saying Rondé Barber is better than him. How's he not in? And John Lynch is.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Makes no sense. All right, Lynch. What else you got going on? What's new with you? What are you doing in February 2021?
We are chilling, man. We're just trying to stay COVID-free at school and, you know, make it the spring break at this point.
Make it the spring break. How excited are you for this summer? Is this like the most looking forward to summer vacation you've ever had?
I don't know if we're gonna be able to do anything yet, like with any like restrictions and whatnot. I mean, Sarah's supposed to get vaccinated sometime. She's gonna get vaccinated before I do because she works on the base. So she's going to get vaccinated before I do. And then it's just, obviously, you know, helps her stay a little bit safer and, you know, helps her keep other people safe. But then you still have me, like, I don't know. We're doing our best.
Super spreader, dude.
We're doing our best to, you know, not get it and not spread it. I don't know. We've had some people that make decisions for us basically be hypocrites, tell us to do something and then go turn around and do exactly the opposite of what they tell us. So
sounds like fucking politicians all over this fucking country. Unbelievable. Yeah, we can't I work at a hospital. I can't even get the vaccine even if I wanted to right now. But they ran out.
Yeah. That's what happened with Sarah. Sarah was signed up to get her first dose. And they ran out of, like, the allotment for teachers. So, like, she was signed up to get it on Friday, and only the Monday teachers that signed up got it. Jesus. So, like, everyone that signed up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday didn't get it. But
I don't know who's fucking running this fucking charade, but it's horrible.
I don't know, man. It's supposed to be at Walmart here soon.
They had, what, since March? Until the vaccines came out to plan this, and it's such a shit show. Yeah. The healthcare workers can't get vaccines. Teachers on military bases can't get vaccines. Like, people who really fucking need this shit.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Especially on her base. Like, her base has, like, really important shit there. So, like, obviously they don't want, you know, to have an outbreak happen there. So, the kids legit, like, go to school and go home. And, like, they play together at home and whatnot, but, like, they've done pretty good about, like, keeping it, you know, not there. So.
Yeah. It's a shit show.
I mean, I'm down to this summer to just chill again as well. Like,
yeah, I was just saying, I'm sure it's gonna be just a good fucking break just to not worry about doing that shit for a couple months.
Shit, we bought the house last year and we didn't even get to have a housewarming party because of all this shit.
Yeah, you need to throw one. Throw one in the summer. It should be pretty close, pretty over by then.
All our friends are moving away, though, too. It's you, your family, and that's, you know, we got a few other people.
I'm moving to Sarasota.
Well, that's closer than Tampa. Are you moving in with your brother then?
No. I don't know if I should keep this on the podcast. But we're moving in July.
Yeah. You guys already found a place then?
No. So in March, we're heading up and for a couple days and just going to scope out some places.
Is it work related too?
Not work related, but I'm ready to get the fuck out of Fort Myers.
I've been trying to leave since
I graduated, you know?
I was going to say, I hope you're not trying to commute from Sarasota to Fort Myers.
No. I've been trying to move. I just want to be where I want to be.
I mean, there's a shit ton of old people there, so.
It shouldn't be hard to find a job, so.
Make the bank.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. Go stay at the Westin.
I think I might. You know, Glennie's getting married soon.
Yeah. And
Glennie's getting married in April.
We didn't get the invite.
I didn't even get a plus one.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. You got the...
Yeah, he's getting married in April.
You get the VIP.
Someone's got... Yeah.
That's how you can celebrate your dirty 30 there.
I mean, his wedding's like April 17th, so it's like 2 weeks after. I'll be 30 in 2 weeks. I'll be too old.
Yeah. I'll be clocking out at 10 o'clock.
I went to bed last night at 7:30.
I don't blame you.
Tough life out here.
Don't blame you, sir.
I'm about to...
I got you.
What's up?
No,
what's up?
You're good.
I was just saying I'm going to leave, but before you leave, go ahead.
No, I was saying, Sarah.
What did you say?
Sarah does that same stuff. She goes to bed at like 8 o'clock every night. So.
It's tough out here, dude. I'm getting old.
Tough out here for the old peeps.
Mm-hmm. All right. Come back on the podcast ASAP, Lynch.
Let me know.
And tell Doyle to fucking start the truck shit again.
I've talked to him, and he's just got to get set up. And I know he's had family the last couple days since their move.
Yeah. All right, Lynch.
Take it easy.
Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.